I am actually referring back to 2 years ago, where there were certain funding promised to larger towns, and that would only be really Letterkenny and Buncrana, maybe Dundorn. But a lot of the smaller towns have to be congratulated for the big efforts they're making, particularly on the voluntary basis, how well they do and how well these towns are all looking. They're done on the voluntary basis, and yes, council does, particularly the kind of council environment section, do help out with various grants and that. I know Tasca and other bodies get a lot of the headlines. It's actually the kind of council supplies the money. Two tiny towns, there's three or four different grants, but they certainly need to be some kind of a regular resources put in there, and that could be manpower, particularly that someone could come in, and maybe the smaller towns and villages could share a worker between them during the week, and the larger towns then would need to be at 1, 2, 3, 4. Some of the larger towns do have full-time staff, and that's something that would need to be looked at. And the other councillors agreed that we do need to be given more full-time assistance to small and medium-sized towns to keep their town street and to clean footpaths wet, and just, you know, paint them and cutting briars and bushes and different things while people are out walking. It's just something to assist the volunteers that are out there, or in some cases you might have CE schemes. It's to have somebody on the size of the town or shared between towns to help go out and clean up, because the volunteers are doing enough of the hard work. And yes, the council are providing grants, but we think going forward that there should be more full-time resources shared out among all the towns across the county.